USA Radio News.
As America votes today, mechanical problems with voting machines were reported across North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. The first polls close at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and on the West Coast, you're looking at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. Ronna McDaniel is the RNC committee chairwoman. She joined Fox News with what it's going to take for Republicans to maintain control of the House and Senate.
For us to keep these majorities and expand them, which would be defining the trend, not just in the House, but in the Senate. In the Senate, you usually lose 2 to 3 seats. Yeah. It's going to depend on everybody getting out to vote. Call your friends, your family.
In all, 155 statewide initiatives are also on the ballot in 37 states. In North Dakota and Michigan, for example, voters have the chance to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. Meanwhile, voters in Missouri and Arkansas are voting to gradually increase the minimum wage. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Holiday retail sales are expected to top $1 trillion in the U.S. for the first time this year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A report from eMarketer projecting an increase of almost 6% from last year, which would mark the strongest growth for holiday sales in America since 2011. It notes low unemployment, rising wages, and more Americans feeling confident about the economy. E-commerce sales are expected to make up over 12% of this year's total. The Christmas holiday retail sales period begins on November 1st and runs through December 31st. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jury selection resumed today in the trial of Mexican drug lord El Chapo. A federal judge in New York dismissed 17 potential jurors, some of whom said they feared for their lives if selected. Amazon is refusing to comment on reports that it plans to split its second headquarters between a Washington, D.C. location and the Long Island City section of New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
President Trump has hinted he'd like to work on a tax cut 2.0 plan that would be aimed again at the middle class of America. Stephen Moore is co-author of a new book titled Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Get Our Economy Back on Track. I asked him why, when polled, many Americans are not fans of the tax cut plan, although it did benefit them greatly.
I think the answer to your question is Republicans are just terrible salesmen. You know, other than Donald Trump, who's selling the tax cut message and connecting the dots between the tax cut and the strong economy? Not many. And so, you know, all they hear, all the public hears is tax cut for the rich, tax cut for the rich. And, you know, Democrats have won out on the messaging. But when in terms of the actual reality of what's happened, you know, Americans feel very good about the direction of the economy, as well they should. This is the strongest economy we've had since the mid-80s when Ronald Reagan was president. And, you know, I saw the president a few days ago, and I said, you know, this is working better than we even when, you know, our laugher and I and you drew this up. And he just laughed. He said, Steve, you ain't seen nothing yet. So the best is yet to come. I keep reading these headlines in the papers. Oh, the economy's booming, but it's not going to last. I think the economy can stay strong like this for another couple of years.
And finally, back on this date in 1995, Cleveland Browns owner Art Modell announced that his team would be moving to Baltimore, citing conflicts with the city and a crumbling stadium. Cleveland was awarded an expansion franchise, though, in 1999. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.